Welcome back to the Kauffman Show. Our next guest, one of only six men to score 700 goals, fourth all-time on the scoring list. Welcome to the Kauffman Show, Marcel Dion.
Thank you very much.
How are you, sir?
Excellent, excellent. On our way to Christmas without no snow, so I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, there's a light dusting of it here, and fingers are crossed. It just doesn't feel right in Canada right now, does it?
That's amazing. That's no pond hockey right now. I live near a park, and they just watered it down last week, and right now it's just on the edge. Not that good.
Well, I guess the one thing that we're not seeing then this winter so far are injuries on the hockey rinks outdoors. And I know that one thing that you've been very passionate about lately is the concussion issue and the headshots in the National Hockey League.
Well, it's something that it's absolutely amazing that the sport is dealing with this type of injury right now. My frustration is, and I'm sure for the players and managers and the people that are close to the game, this type of injury, you just don't know how long a player is going to be out. You can hurt a knee, you can hurt an ankle, you can separate the shoulder. You always have a time frame. It could be 2 weeks, 3 weeks, unless you have surgery. But at least you have an idea when you're going to come back. And I think it took probably Crosby in order to realize how bad this thing is. And I'm sure Mark Savard and Patty LaFontaine and players that we've seen prior to this or Primo and Eric Lindros, but now it is absolutely in the forefront. And I feel really, really bad for their family members, their friends, because it is a serious, serious injury.
Now, you mentioned Primo, you mentioned Lindros. I think back to Paul Kariya, you mentioned Pat LaFontaine. I can think of Mike Richter retiring because of concussion issues. This isn't a new thing, is it, Marcel?
You know, I tried to look back. Maybe I had a few concussions, and I'm not aware. And it's you got to laugh a little bit at it because I don't remember seeing anybody in a serious, as all the players I ever played with, that left the ice and was really hurt physically by a headshot or something happens that right after the game, the diagnosis is that he's got a concussion. This is, you know, I don't know if I'm the only one or... But it was not frequent. It seems like it's happening now. I don't know if it's a buildup of players playing over the years from minor hockey and turning pro. But I watch, too. I watch. I'm a fan, and I just don't like what I see. I mean, there's some serious, serious hit. And, you know, the downside of it, it's looking at Crosby coming back. And now he did it himself. He went for a hit, and for some reason... His head connected with the elbow of, I think, Krejci from Boston.
Yeah.
And I'm going, are you kidding me? If it's this not as a setback, I mean, I don't think none of us were prepared for this. And if it's Crosby happening to Crosby or happening to Wayne Gretzky or Lafleur or Bobby Orr, everybody's paying attention right now. It's unbelievable.
I know that it'll never happen because you're too outspoken, but let's pretend for a second that you sat in Gary Bettman's chair. What would you do to fix this problem?
Well, they got some pretty smart people. And but the thing is, I truly believe after the lockout, they were concerned about the clutch and grab, and it was obvious, the goal scoring. And they wanted to make the game more spectacular, faster. Well, they did. They have accomplished that. But I thought the rules were not prepared for these type of players. These guys are so much bigger, so much faster. The third and fourth line are absolutely incredible skaters. So when they get on the ice for that 40-second shift, man, they're hitting people. They're moving quick. So in order to do this, well, we have accommodated that speed, but at the same time, we have... You know, what you see now, those type of hits, some of them is just, it's not a shoulder hit. It's a body. It's a slam. It's like watching football. The guys are a couple feet away from the boards, and boom, they go with unbelievable force, and then they're hurt. And some of those hits, too, defensemen, they just want to take the body, but they don't realize the player's a couple feet away, and then suddenly he's helpless and goes hard. So there's a lot of things to me, like the red line, and the counter there has really made that much easier for the player to get a lot of speed. And it's I truly believe, as a goal scorer myself, that it's one thing. And I guarantee you, they're looking into it now. They've got to slow down that play because the guys are coming in hard. They're coming in too hard.
We're in conversation with Hall of Famer Marcel Dion on the Kauffman Show. Marcel, what do you think about the equipment that's used today versus when you were playing? And do you think that that's a factor?
Again, that's another thing, too, with the suppliers. Things have gone so fast. They want to add more and more protection, but at the same time, some of that protection has become a weapon. I mean, I've got hit a couple times in the old-timers game with an elbow, and let me tell you, if it clocks you right, you're out just on the kisser, and it's you feel it. I played in a time where the Montreal Canadiens, believe it or not, Lafleur never wore, he just wore caps. It's very famous. Yvon Cournoyer, they didn't have the protection in front of their chest. Is this hard to believe or what? But the hits were different. You had to worry about a cross check or something, but now it's, like I said, the hits are, it's a full body extension instead of shoulder check. And it does affect. It's protecting. The reason is to protect the players. It's light, and we all want to have this. But at the same time, the certain hits, it just happened that you connect on this. It's not like that soft leather that we had before. And mind you, when we had that soft leather, do you know how many guys had bad elbows over the years? I've seen guys with surgery because the elbows were, you know, the elbow pad would move and you fell on the ice. So players don't have to face this today, but it's I'm sure they're all looking at this. You know what? They're thinking, they're frustrated, and it's, like I said, the game is so fast. And they're talking about the ice surface, and there's no doubt. I played enough game and world championships that it would make a difference. There is no doubt it would make a difference. 2 feet, it's incredible for a player to have that room. But how are they going to implement this in those buildings? It's impossible how much money you would have to pay to try to do this again. So this, I guess you and I are going to have to be talking about this for the next couple of years.
I guess so, because I don't see the owners ripping out the first two rows of seating. I think the money that they lose would be... I don't know if they could allow it.
Yeah, well, Calgary had the setup for that, and there's another thing too. In those buildings, when you play in the World Championships overseas, the fans, yeah, you think they're far now from the ice. They're further away from the ice, and it is something. You know, it just I am frustrated. I don't want to see any type of players ending a career. I was fortunate, 18 years. I'm healthy, just like anybody else. Some arthritis and a couple things, but not even close to what some of those young players and guys that have retired because of that are going through. You have a life, and that's my concern. And I feel really, really bad for these players. Everybody wants to play out. Nobody wants to go out and intentionally hurt somebody, but we all get hurt. Sooner or later, it doesn't matter what. You go down for the count, but I would rather go for the count for the right reasons, not the way it's happening right now.
We're wrapping up with Marcel Dion on the Kauffman Show. Marcel, last question for you. If you had Sidney Crosby's ear, would you tell him to come back?
Well, he has to know right now it was something totally different. I listened to what he said, that he addressed it, that there was something that... Sidney, there's one thing. His style is a very, very aggressive style. He's one of the only players that I've seen in a long time and generations that's so strong on the puck. This guy wants the puck. He's absolutely phenomenal. So guess what? He goes to certain places that it's risky, and he doesn't mind. That's why he came back, and he didn't mind to stick it to anybody. He did it to Foligno. He'll challenge people. And that's the thing. Are you going to ask him, says, you got to change his style? He's going to look at you, what style? That's the way I play. So I hope, you know, the organization knows that, again, it's he has to look at other players around the league and figure out himself that say, listen, is this the way it's going to be? He's going to give it a chance. If he comes back again, I think he's going to look at himself and for the rest of his life. You know, that's... It's very unfortunate, but it does happen. You got to remember this young Bobby Orr. Bobby only played 8-9 years with those bad knees. You know, everybody forgets that. It was a knee thing then. Today, you don't hear about too often about bad knees because there's better surgery. There's doctors are right there. There's better conditioning, rehab. So now the head, there's not much too much rehab about that, and that's what it is scary. It's time, and you know, it's very depressing. Honest to God, it's something new. But it's not only us. You got to remember, this football is addressing that too, and it's another issue for them.
Well, Marcel Dion, thank you so much for your time. Unfortunately, way too much conversation about knees is going on our radio station right now just because of Andrei Markov being out for as long as he's been out.
But that's amazing. I know. I feel bad, too, just when you look at the injuries. But anyway, let's hope everybody has a happy holidays, and we look forward to the first of the year, and then some of these guys are coming back, and they come back stronger, and then you and I, like, down the road, we'll talk about better things.
Enjoy your time at the Christmas party tonight, and happy holidays.
Same to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marcel.